Dominic, it's been a it was a tough weekend in terms of results for Hull, losses to Manchester and Peterborough. How do you bounce back from these results next weekend?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was a couple tougher results, but you know, I wasn't particularly upset with the way that we played on Saturday night. I think we competed pretty hard. I think that we played well. You know, it's just unfortunate things didn't go our way that night. As far as the next night goes, we have to have a better effort. We went into Peterborough last night, and I don't know really what it was, but we did not have a good game, obviously. This is the first time this season I can actually say that, you know, there were some issues that we had, but at the same time, we're going to have time. They're going to have, you know, we're going to have nights like this, and every team does. You can't take a night off, and it shows. You know, obviously, you look at some teams that do take nights off in this league, and any time you do, anybody's capable of beating you like that. And that was just it. I don't necessarily understand really what it was, but at the same time, these are things that do happen in hockey, and we're just going to deal with it head on, face on, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
And we've spoke about the on the ice, and a lot happened off the ice at Hull last week. One of those was Craig Thurston left the club. Can you just talk us through that decision and why that happened?
Well, actually, it was it was a decision that we made anyway. I mean, we challenged the guys a few weeks back, and we want guys to compete for ice time, and you know, that was something that that Greg and I talked about. When it came down to it, you know, the bottom line is we want guys that are going to compete for ice time. And to be quite honest with you, ice time isn't just going to be handed out. It's not a charity here. But we need to do the best that we can in moving forward to make our team as competitive as possible. So,
and that's a player out, and I'm kind of obliged to ask that. Could we expect to see another player through the door soon? Is there anything down the line that could be seen as a possible replacement?
Well, I mean, anything's possible, but at the same time, we're still pretty happy with where we are with the guys that are battling and the guys that are moving forward and going through. And like I said, I mean, there's going to be nights like last night, and you know, those are the kind of things that you just kind of have to, you know, sit back, reflect on, take a look at, and just realize that, you know, in this league, you cannot have a night off. It just does not matter. It does not matter who you play. You can't do it, or else you're going to get beat significantly like that. So as of right now, we're pretty happy with who we have, and we're just going to keep working with them and keep moving forward.
And we're talking about individuals at the moment, and another individual is Lee Bonner. He's made the Great Britain Under 20 squad, which was announced this morning.
Right.
I imagine it
right.
makes you quite happy to see one of your players get called up for international duty.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime a guy like that gets called up, it's a great thing. But at the same time, you know, there's still a lot to learn, at this level as well. And that's the thing, is we want to keep continuing to work with him and making sure that not only does he, you know, go there, but at the same time, he goes there and he does the right things. And those are the things that that we are excited about. So there are pluses. And, you know, he is a good player, and offensively he's very talented. And right now we're just kind of working on his defensive game and everything like that, and trying to teach him the game the right way. And he's learning, and he's doing really well. He's picking it up. So, it's a great accomplishment for him. And we're just really, really happy and proud of him.
And the other big news off the ice last week was Shane Smith's decision to sell the Steel Dogs. Just how much of a boost is that to you, knowing that you now receive in terms of full backing, and it's 100% focus on Hull instead of it being split between two clubs?
You know, obviously, Klaus, it's huge. He's a guy that did a lot of great things in Sheffield for the Steel Dogs, and you know, when he came on with Hull, it was a positive thing. But now being able to have all of his concentration on Hull, it's just going to benefit us that much more. But I feel that that's more or less something that you should talk to him about. So,
and yeah, you mentioned that, speak to him. Obviously, I will put the question to him. But from your perspective as head coach and also a player, will there be any changes in the future now that, you know, his focus is 100% on Hull as opposed to being split between the two teams?
Well, yeah, I mean, just the change is that we have his you know, his full attention. And that's a change in itself, and it's always a change for the positive.